I'm Marco Werman with The World. Sometimes you need the highest court in the land to sort out the really big problems. Think back to 2000, for example, when the U.S. Supreme Court had to decide between Bush and Gore. They're having a similar moment in Spain, except it's not about who should lead the country, but whether the country should remain united exactly as it is right now, or for the northeastern region of the country, Catalonia, on the border with France, to go its own independent way. Spain's national government in Madrid wants the country's constitutional court to block the Catalonia drive for independence. It's kind of a complicated story, and Joseph Wilson is going to help us out with it. He's a reporter in Barcelona, has been covering the Catalan independence movement for the last few years. Help us with an analogy here, Joseph. Would this be like California or Texas trying to secede from the U.S.?
Yeah, it would be the same situation of a state in the United States wanting to break away. Actually, the example of California might be better in the sense of what it would mean to Spain, because Catalonia represents about one-fifth of the economy of Spain. That's something that the Spanish government is incredibly concerned about.
We'll get into what the consequences may be if secession does happen for Catalonia. But what exactly is the Spanish government in Madrid asking its constitutional court to do regarding all of this right now?
Well, they have asked the constitutional court to suspend a resolution that the regional parliament of Catalonia, which is in Barcelona, passed on Monday to set the region on an 18-month course to breaking away from Spain and establishing a Catalan Republic. And according to the Spanish government, that breaks the Constitution. So they've asked them to halt that and to declare it unconstitutional.
What are attitudes like on the ground in Catalonia about secession? Like the pro-independence politicians there, do they actually represent what the people want?
The pro-separatist sentiment has definitely grown substantially in the past few years, and opinion polls consistently show that around 50% of Catalans now would like to break away, while another 50%, roughly, want to remain as a part of Spain.
I mean, if Catalonia wants to secede unilaterally, it seems that the pro-independence politician is going to have to do a much better job convincing the public that they ought to do it. 50% doesn't sound like it's going to kind of make the day.
That is definitely an argument that the politicians who are against independence use. In the regional elections that were held in September, the pro-independence parties won 48% of the real vote. And they had said that those elections should be used as a stand-in referendum on independence that the Spanish government, the Spanish courts, didn't allow them to hold last year. And so the anti-independence parties are using that argument, exactly as you've put it, to say there's not a significant majority of Catalans who want independence.
How big a deal would it be if Catalonia seceded from Spain?
It's impossible to speculate what the consequences would be, but they would be huge and enormous, not only for Spain, but also the European Union. Various European leaders have said that if a region breaks away, then they would be out of the European Union. So it also there would be a chunk of a wealthy and highly industrialized part of the Mediterranean that would be outside the European Union.
Do you think it would prompt a kind of copycat secession from other regions in Spain?
That's definitely one of the fears that the Spanish government surely has.
Could you imagine a day with an independent Catalonia, and can you imagine what that world would actually look like?
That's difficult to tell. If you talk to people here, say 5-10 years ago, I think very few people would imagine they would ever see an independent Catalonia. But you could say there are a lot more people who believe that it is a real possibility now.
Reporter Joseph Wilson in Barcelona, thank you for your time.
Thank you.